بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, in tonight's Taraweeh, we heard the verse which I recited before you now, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after mentioning or addressing the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wal tandur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad, that O believers, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prepare for tomorrow, and there is a tomorrow of the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly in this particular para, the 28 juz, you would have noticed and heard, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ فِيَزَ اللَّهِ فِيَزَ اللَّهِ. And we have spoken about taqwa before Ramadan, during Ramadan, extensively. And this is one topic you hear throughout the year. In every aspect of our life, whether it is nikah, it's related to taqwa. Business also, taqwa. In every facet of our life, there is taqwa that is a necessary ingredient. So here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whatever He has commanded you to carry out and execute, do it. And refrain from all those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited you from. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, don't be like those who forget Allah. It must not happen that in the dunya a person becomes oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no Allah in his life. There is no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does as he pleases, and we have spoken, of course, so much about nafs and shaitan. We are not going to repeat that tonight. But Allah reminds us repeatedly, constantly, that we have to obey only Allah. Otherwise, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will ignore us totally. Like how we ignore, Allah save us, the laws of Allah, the Shariat of Allah, the Quran of Allah, the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we turn a blind eye to it. We ignore it. We have a don't care attitude at times. We show signs of apathy towards teachings of deen. We fail to implement it. We shirk in our duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually ignore us on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala save us. There are various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we're not going to go into the detail, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, Rasulullah mentions the three types of people. Allah will not talk to them on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, Allah will not talk to them in a kind manner. Imagine on that day when you require Allah's compassion, Allah's love, Allah's kindness, and Allah will not talk to you kindly. وَلَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ. Allah will not look at them. Ulama explain, Allah will not look at them with a merciful glance. وَلَا يُزَكِّهِمْ. Allah will not purify them. Allah will not forgive their sins. May Allah save us. So there are various categories of people mentioned in the different ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But my point that I'm trying to get across is that if we ignore Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this dunya, Allah forbid, Allah will ignore us on the day of Qiyamah. And this is what Allah is talking about in these verses. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Allah says, they are transgressors. The people of Jannat and the people of Jahannam can never be equal. لَا يَسْتَوِي أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Those who get Jannah, they are the successful ones. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. This beautiful Qur'an that we hear in the month of Ramadan, in Salatul Taraweeh. Our Taraweeh Salah still continues and our Khatam has not been made as yet. Many masajid on the 29th, inshallah, and this masjid also on the 29th, Wednesday night, inshallah. We still have two paras left. In many other masajid, perhaps they have completed tonight or will finish tonight. But we hear the Quran and Majid more in the month of Ramadan. In fact, the whole khatam is made. Allah accept the Taraweeh throughout the world. This Quran that we have developed a bond with in the month of Ramadan. Every one of us began to have some type of ta'alluq, a bond with this Quran. We began to recite more Quran in this month. We began enjoying listening to the recitation of the Quran. We began enjoying reciting the Quran. Some of us, the desire may have come, how I wish I understood the Arabic language so I could have enjoyed the meaning of the Quran. Some perhaps may have expressed the desire, how I wish I was the hafiz of the Quran. Some may have the desire, I want to make my son a hafiz of the Quran. I wish to make my daughter a hafiz of the Quran. Why? Because now a person has generated some love for the Quran. Now this Quran, Allah says, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل. If we had to place or we had to reveal this Quran on a mountain, لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. A solid mountain, a heavy mountain, would come crumbling into peace. It will humble itself out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will become into pieces, into fragments. Hadith Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that imagine this Quran, so mighty, so powerful, so weighty, coming onto a solid mountain, makes the mountain crumble into pieces. We find that this Quran, when it comes into the heart of man, it creates no effect on him. Nothing happens to us. Like a poet says, إِن كُنْتَ تَزْعُمُ حُبِّي فَلِمَ هَجَرْتَ كِتَابِي أَمَا تَأَمَّلْتَ مَا فِيهِ مِنْ لَذِيذِ خِطَابِي. If you say you love Allah, you love Allah, you love Allah, why have you abandoned the kitab of Allah? Any person in this world who's got a friend, a beloved, and that message comes, a letter comes, a WhatsApp message, whatever it is, you will read it not once, 100 times. You will save it. You will open your phone again, you will read it. You will smile, you will enjoy what's written there. You will read it again and again. You will read between the lines even. Quran Sharif. فَلِمَا هَجَرْتَ كِتَابِ أَمَا تَأَمَّلْتَ مَا فِيهِ مِنْ لَذِيذِ خِطَابِ. Have you not pondered over the beautiful gems that Allah has in it? Another poet says, what's the matter? You hear khatam of Quran, still you sit so solid like a rock, unaffected. That if you hear one couplet of some poetry, of some poet, you begin to sway from side to side. Allah's kalam doesn't have an effect on our hearts, doesn't have an effect on our lives. What is the kalam of Allah? حديث في رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: فضل كلام الله على سائر الكلام. The virtue, the honor of the speech, the words of Allah, the kalam of Allah over all other speeches is like كَفَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَى سَائِرِ خَلْقِهِ. It's like the virtue of Allah over the entire makhluk. We can't even imagine Allah's position over His makhluk. Nobody greater than Allah. The rank, the position of Allah, Allahu Akbar. We cannot describe it, we cannot even imagine it. Over His entire makhluk. The hadith, Rasulullah has been saying, is the speech of Allah over all other speeches is like the rank of Allah, the position of Allah over His entire makhluk. This Qur'an-i Majeed, when it used to be revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, historians write that even in a winter's day, absolutely cold, people wrap themselves with shawls and scarves, with heavy jackets and jerseys. And we're talking about the biting cold of Medina Munawwara. This is not cold for us. Cold of Medina Munawwara. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when suddenly wahi is coming, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam lowers his head as though he dozes off. And Sahaba say, we can see beads of perspiration, sweat, trickling down his face. The weight of this wahi. Quran says, قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا, a very heavy, mighty word. قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. We're explaining the weightiness of this kalamullah. Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala. Well, again, we can't go into history, but it's something that we need to read. Read the seerah of Rasulullah, I'm begging you. Read the history of Islam. Read about the Khulafa'i Rashidun. Read about them. Learn about how the Quran was compiled. Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala was one of the scribes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Kareem would make him write letters to the other kings, etc. So he says, once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had his Mubarak head placed on his lap, Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala is sitting and Rasulullah's Mubarak head is on his lap. And he says, suddenly wahi started coming down to Rasulullah in that condition. Wahi would come down to Rasulullah in some time in the resting position also. And as wahi was coming down, Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala says, I could feel the weight of that wahi coming down upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was so much, I thought that my thighs are going to split asunder. I thought my thighs, my legs are going to crack open now. There was a weight of the wahi that was coming down. This is the Quran. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mounted on a camel. And suddenly verses of Surah Ma'idah in the sixth para is suddenly coming down to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Being revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The camel could not bear the weight that of the wahi coming down upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The camel began to kneel down. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reciting Quran. A whole jamaat, a group of jinn, they were going past and they hear the Quran being read. Surah Jinn, it is mentioned. And in 26 para, وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنصِتُوا. And as they came, they heard the Quran. Quran عَجَبًا يَهْدِي إِلَى رُشْدِ فَآمَنَّا بِهِ. They were so attracted by the Quran. They said, silence, let us listen. They brought Iman on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam there. This was the captivating nature of the Quran. This is not the speech of any human. The greatest mu'jiza upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that of the Qur'an. In the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there were magicians who performed their tricks and sorcery. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the power of the asa, that he throws it down, he becomes a snake. In the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, there were many people who would heal others, or claim they could heal others. Allah gave him the power of curing the sick. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Arabic had reached such a pinnacle that people would actually make their own poetry. In the time of Jahiliyyah, they would compose the poetry and post it and put it onto the Kaaba. And if somebody could better that, then he'll put up his poetry. They would compete. They were eloquent in the Arabic language. Allah therefore sent down the Quran. There is no parallel to the Quran in its eloquence, its style, its beauty, its rhythm. Subhanallah, when you hear Qirat, person's hair stands on end. You can recite the Quran again and again and again your entire life. Wallah, you will never become tired of reciting and hearing the Quran. Any other book, you read it after some time. Yeah, I read this, put it away. Quran, you read over and over and over again. You'll never get tired and bored. It's a kalam of Allah. Rasulullah SAW was unlettered. He could not read, he could not write. This is the miracle. The man who cannot read and write, and he's reciting Quran to you, then how can it be something that he has fabricated and produced on his own? Impossible. The fact that the person who is reciting Quran to you, he's saying, it is not my words, it's the words of my Allah. If it was some other person who was very eloquent in Arabic, then you could have doubted it. Allah made it such that he made Rasulullah unlettered. He could not read, he could not write. And therefore Allah gave him this mu'jiza. Angels coming down when Quran is recited. So many incidents. Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala has got his young son Yahya. He's got his horse tied right next to him and he's reciting Surah Baqarah. And he's reading so beautifully. And suddenly there's some light that comes down from the heaven, from the skies. And as light is coming down, the horse becomes excited, pulls up its legs, and Usayd, because he's worried about his son might get trampled by this horse, so he stops his recitation. And then the light disappears. Again he continues, again he sees coming for some time. Until then he stopped. He goes to Rasulullah next morning. Ya Rasulullah, this was happened last night. Nabi Karim said, Tilkal malaikatu tanzil. That light that you saw were angels coming down when they heard your beautiful recitation. If you continued till the morning, then the Sahaba would have seen the angels coming down. Disbelievers, mushrikeen, not the ordinary mushrikeen, the leaders. Abu Sufyan bin Harb at that time. Abu Jahl, Akhnas bin Shariq. One night Rasulullah is reciting. And as he is reciting, these three, not knowing that the other is also very secretly crawling towards the recitation of Rasulullah because he was so captivated and listening. And as they came there, they all realized and met one another there. So they make a promise, listen, don't tell anybody about it, and we won't come back again. So they go back. Allah, the next night the same thing happens. All are captivated, something pulls them. And when they meet again, hey, please, don't tell anybody, promise you won't come again. For 3 nights it happens like this. This is Qur'an-i-Majeed. Sayyidina Uthmani Ghani radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لَوْ طَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُنَا لَمَا شَبِعَتْ مِنْ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ. This is what we need to understand tonight, inshallah. If only our hearts were pure, clean, no filth, there's no stain and stench of sins,
Just pure. If it only our hearts were pure, we will never become satiated with the kalam of Allah. We will just read and read and read and read. Who is saying this? Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu. Who is Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu? The beloved son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which son-in-law? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he had his one daughter married. Ruqayya passed away. Umm Kulthum radiallahu anhu. Then Nabi Karim said, if I had more daughters even, I would have given it to Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu. The Nurain, possessor of two lights. The night before he was assassinated, there was a siege around his house. Very lengthy story. He was mazloom, he was oppressed. It's a very touching story. Uthman Ghani was such a soft person. Brothers, please forgive me, we're going to digress. But it's so interesting. If you have love for Sahaba, you just can't stop talking about them. May Allah give us true love of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting once in a garden, there's a well, there's a stoop, and somebody knocks on the door at the entrance. There's a Sahabi who was a doorkeeper. Who is it? It's Abu Bakr. Wait, let me get permission. Nabi said, who is it? Abu Bakr. Oh, let him come in and give him glad tidings of Jannah. Say, Abu Bakr comes, gets the glad tidings of Jannah. He sits next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting and his izar, his trouser is, of course, covered his knees. Maybe just here by his halfway his shin and he's relaxed. Dangling his feet in the water. Then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu comes, same story, giving glad tidings of Jannah. He enters, makes salam, glad tidings of Jannah for you. He sits on the left hand side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then comes Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. Nabi Sam asks, who is it? Uthman. Okay, give him glad tidings of Jannah with some musibat that will also come to him. Uthman enters radiallahu anhu. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given you basharat of Jannah. Ma'abalwa tusibuk. With some musibat that will afflict you. He says, bas, Allahul Musta'an. Allah will help. And he's smiling. When he comes, there's no place on that stoop. But just before he comes, Rasulullah quickly lowers his izar a little bit more down. And he says, when the angels feel shy for Uthman, why should not we feel shy for Uthman? These were real stars, my respected brothers and sisters. His wife tells those people who laid a siege around his house, listen, whether you kill him or you leave him, the man has recited the whole Quran in one rakat. Whole Quran in one rakat. For us, it's impossible. We won't understand this. But there have been people, even in our country, mashallah, in one night completed, and in shorter periods. Person who knows Surah Yasin can finish it in 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Maybe quicker. Those who know it very well. Those who know the Quran so well, won't take so long to finish it. May Allah give us the true love of Quran. That we read the Quran and read it correctly with tajweed. We honor the Quran. We honor the people of the Quran. We make amal on the Quran. And amal on the Quran can only come if our hearts become pure. And that is the message. Alhamdulillah, people are reciting Quran. We listen to CDs of Imams and Qurra. MashaAllah, there is a lot of jazba and fervor in our country. There are so many huffaz. I don't think we can count how many huffaz there are. InshaAllah, tonight, just now, we will have one of the students of Hafiz Amin Goga who will complete his khatam tonight. Hafiz Muhammad Hussein, who is the son of Hashim Barafwala, inshallah he'll complete just now. We'll just wait for his ustad to come because he's finishing Taraweeh and they will come inshallah. But we're not pulling time. This is the important message that I'm giving you. Quran, people of Quran. Can we count how many hufaz there are? Impossible. There are so many females who have become hafizat of Quran. If I have to ask now in this crowd, just a quick, just raise your hand. All those who are hufaz of Quran, just raise your hand. Young and old. I think I'm not going to chase anybody's door. How many people who fast? Yeah? Just raise your hands, lad. If you look around us, so many people. There are so many who fast. This is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it doesn't just end there. The important thing is to practice in the Quran and to preach the Quran. بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلُوْ آيَةٍ Rasulullah said, pass on from me, even if it is one ayat, of course you must know it correctly. And to understand it correctly, then you have to go to the people of knowledge. Person has to learn Quran properly. And the very first step is to get our recitation, our pronunciation correct. It is not a difficult task, even if the person is old. But imagine if you are making an effort. You are so old, but you are still trying and battling to read whose kalam? Allah's kalam. And if you pass on, Allah will have raham for you. That this banda of mine was still trying, making an effort. Come to the hadith. Al-mahiru bil-Quran ma'as-safarat al-kiram al-barara. The one who is the expert in the Quran, Iqari. His rank, his position is with the lofty, noble scribes, the angels, subhanAllah. وَالَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ وَيَتَتَعْتَعُ فِيهِ وَوَشَاقٌ عَلَيْهِ فَلَهُ أَجْرَانَ The one who is battling to recite. It's difficult on his tongue. For him is double reward. Double reward. He's making an effort. Allah is so merciful, respected brothers and elders. We have heard this story so many times. Imam Razi rahmatullahi alayhi has also mentioned a similar incident where a person passed away and is in the qabr. And because of some a'mal of his, he was being punished. Is it hot? Is it hot? When he passed away, he was getting some azab. But after some time, suddenly there was a halt of that azab. Stopped. And a buzurg had seen this in a dream. And when he inquired, why? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, you see this person, his little child, 4 years old, 5 years, has just started madrasa today, maktab, he went to the afternoon madrasa. And the very first thing that Ustad Apa taught him, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Allah says, when his little child is taking my name, my qualities of forgiveness, mercy, how can I punish his father? So Allah stops the azab of the qabr. Now there's so many different angles we can go into. But because on the 27th night, generally people give bayans on Laylatul Qadr. We have finished give the bayan on Laylatul Qadr on the 21st night. So we're not going to repeat Laylatul Qadr bayan. But of course we make dua, Allah does not deprive us of Laylatul Qadr. Tonight, because there's a khatam that will take place, and our Taraweeh Salah is almost coming to an end also. Therefore, I'm speaking on the azmat of Quran, and the azmat of the hafiz of the Quran. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, we know the whole incident, how he embraced Islam. Actually going to assassinate Rasulullah first, somebody meets him on the way, where are you going? I'm going to kill Muhammad. Why are you going to kill him? Your own sister has embraced Islam. Sought your own house. My sister? My brother-in-law? He gets so mad. And he goes dashing in. And then he beats his brother-in-law, Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala. And he strikes his sister. Slaps her across her face. And she begins to bleed. She says, oh Umar, do as you wish. We will never renounce this deen. But you should feel ashamed of yourself. And he looks at himself, Umar. And his sister is bleeding. And he gains some composure. He says, okay, what is it? Tell me, what are you reading? He said, no, you need to take a ghusl first. You are najis, you are napak. He takes an ablution, he takes a ghusl and he comes. And then just a few verses of Surah Taha, subhanAllah. Taha, ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'an li tashqa. Few verses are revealed. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala begins to cry like a baby. And you know, he goes and embraces Islam. Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi radiallahu ta'ala was a very great poet. Before embracing Islam, when he comes into Makkah, people warn him, Tufail, don't go near that man Muhammad. He's a poet, magician, sorcerer. He's causing disunity amongst the people. Don't listen to whatever he's saying. So he says, حَشَوْتُ فِي أُذُنَيَّ قُتْنًا. I stuffed cotton wool in my ears. Why? I did not want any word of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming into my ears. So I blocked off my ears. And then he made tawaf. Of course, they used to make tawaf at that time, time of ignorance. He was not a Muslim. He made tawaf, but at that time, Rasulullah SAW was also there, and Nabi Kareem SAW was performing salat. The salat of Rasulullah SAW attracted Tufail bin Amr. Tufail began to look and stare at Rasulullah SAW. See, this is when hidayah started coming to a person. So Allah makes, create the means of guidance for him. He thought to himself, Tufail, come on. You're a poet. You know Arabic. You're eloquent in the language. Why should you be so afraid? So he says, I took off my cotton wool. He said this to himself. And he said, let me listen to the man. If whatever he's saying makes sense, it is true haq, I'll accept it. And of course, if it is false, I'll make it out and I will reject it. Rasulullah completes his salat and he's going home. Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi from the Dawes tribe follows Rasulullah. Ya Muhammad, tell me, what are you preaching? Nabi Kareem SAW just recites for him Surah Ikhlas, Qul Wallahu Ahad, and Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, Surah Falaq. These two short surahs which you and I read in Nafil and all of our sunnah quickly to finish off quickly. He read these two surahs and bas. Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka Muhammad Rasulullah. He embraced Islam. He goes to his people, gives them da'wah. Only four people accept Islam. His wife, his mother, his father, and Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. He tries. Nobody accepting, only these four. Comes back to Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah. My people, they are not listening to me. Their hearts have become sealed. They're not interested. So Rasulullah raises his hand. Tufail thinks, oh, what did I do now? Nabi Kareem is going to curse my people. He's going to make a baddua on them. He sees Rasulullah raise his hand so high that I could see the beautiful whiteness of the armpit of Rasulullah. And what did Nabi say? Allahumma hdi dawsan. Allahumma hdi dawsan. Oh Allah, give the tribe of those hidayat. Give them hidayat, give them hidayat. Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi became so jubilant. He runs to his people. Within a short period of time, 83 families or more embrace Islam on his hands. Quran and Majid, my respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home, we do not realize what we have with us. When some goods came from Iraq to Medina Munawwara, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu was the Amir at the time. And he's counting all the camels, subhanAllah. So many. So one person, one of the Khadims remarked, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is the fadl of Allah, the rahmat of Allah. He says, Kadabta, no, you're wrong. This is not the fadl and rahmat of Allah. The fadl and rahmat of Allah is the Quran Majid. And Allah talks about it. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Far greater than all the wealth of this dunya, all the treasures of this dunya, all the money, the billions you have, and the trillions, and whatever you have in this world, the gold, silver, far greater than all that is the Quran and Majid, my respected brothers and elders. وَخَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. If somebody has accumulated, gathered that, then you have got the fadl of Allah, the rahmat of Allah. And that is why a hafiz of the Quran, in the hadith of Rasulullah says, Ashrafu ummati hamalatul Quran. The noble ones of my ummah are the Huffaz. Hamil al-Quran, Hamil rayat al-Islam. He's a flag bearer of Islam, a hafiz of the Quran. In one hadith, inna min ijlalillahi ta'ala. Verily, if I'm honoring Allah, if a person wants to honor Allah, ikram adhi shaybati al-Muslim, one that you honor an elderly person, man who's got white beard, white hair, you honor him. Honoring him, you're actually honoring Allah. وَحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ غَيْرِ الْغَالِي فِيهِ وَجَافِي عَنْهِ. And honoring a true hafiz of the Qur'an. One who does not transgress the limits. Does not go extremes. He understands Qur'an properly. He recites properly. He hasn't abandoned the Qur'an. The hafiz of the Qur'an is not just one who just memorized the Qur'an. Our Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi, in almost every hifz completion, he gives the hadith. That person who learns the Qur'an, وَأَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامَهُ. And he deems halal, lawful, what is lawful, and haram, what is haram. He practices on the Qur'an. Practices on the Qur'an. For him, then they are the great reward that he will enter Jannah. And 10 people from his family who were destined for Jahannam, he will be given the permission to intercede on their behalf and remove them from Jahannam. 10 people who are destined for Jahannam. Allah says, go and take them out. No problem. What a great virtue. For him, that one who makes amal on the Quran. وَعَمِلَ بِمَا فِيهِ. That's the words of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not just memorizing the Quran. Ramadan time, come wear topi, try and grow a beard, half beard. And then we just read some taraweeh. And it's all over. The day Eid comes and you're back to everything. A hafiz of the Quran and a non-hafiz of Quran. There's a big difference between the two. Or there should be a great difference. May Allah make us true hafiz of the Quran. Mawlana Badri Alam Rahmatullahi Ali, buried in Jannatul Baqi. Very close with Sahaba radiallahu anhu buried. When they dug his grave, they saw his body intact. Government said, don't open this qabr again. His son Mawlana Aftab Alam Rahmatullahi Ali. I asked him, what was it? His father was a very great person. Very great person. Very great Ali. He said, one thing, my father never stretched out his feet towards any hafiz of the Quran. There was a time in this country when a hafiz was honored. Why? There were hardly any hufaz that time. Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali, many years ago, he came to a madrasa once. And he gave a bayan to the students, to the ustad. And I expected him like to say certain things. But he spoke about the outburst in our country of hufaz, qurra, ulama. He says, what happens now is that now nobody will honor hafiz of the Quran. Why? Because there's plenty. There's mass production, so nobody bothers now. But before, hafiz up came. People will honor him, respect him. So now in every house is a hafiz, it's a great ni'mat, but we tend now not to honor that hafiz of the Quran. Whereas the hafiz of the Quran should be honored. He should be respected. The hadith says, he is from the household of Allah. Allah doesn't have a family. Allah is free from having a family. But Rasulullah explains, as though this person is a member of Allah's family. Ahlullah wa khasa. He's a VIP member. One hadith says that that Quran wrapped up in skin, if it is thrown into the fire of Jahannam, it will never burn. That's what the hafiz of the Quran. Allah will save him from the fire of Jahannam. Make niyat, all of us, inshallah, we will do the hifz of the Quran. Whatever we can do. If you make a genuine effort, whatever you are within your capabilities, inshallah, If a person passes away whilst doing hifz of the Quran, it comes in the kitabs, in the qabr, the angels will finish his Quran for him. Don't worry, angels won't give you hiding. They'll teach you very nicely. Awaz al-Kim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, you should keep on mentioning Ar-Rahman, Allam al-Quran. The quality of an ustad of hifz should be that of mercy, not beating up the child. Just giving him smacks and slaps and beating him up, this is not permissible. Allah forgive us. Allah give all of us hidayat. I ask all my students for maaf. So Qiyamah Day nobody can catch me. But serious, we cannot bear any person. Just now, we were in Umrah in the beginning of Ramadan, and I was coming out one night, Madina Munawwarah, out of the masjid, and I see one father, Ya Allah. The way he was beating his little child, Ya Allah. Now this is not how we should be treating a hafiz of the Quran. Of course, a hafiz of the Quran has to be serious also. It's not a joke, it's a serious thing. Great pain, great qurbani a person has to make. Really, it's not like just an ordinary achievement. You have to put a lot of sacrifices. The parents know what they go through. Ustad knows what he goes through. We only expect him on the musalla. Hey, bhai, so many mistakes tonight. Why are you so slow? You didn't learn your work today. I challenge anybody, come. No problem. Tomorrow, perform the Taraweeh. I promise you, you will actually shake. No matter how many years you perform Taraweeh. This musalla and performing, this is kalam of Allah. Great, we go to Haram Sharif. Imams of the Haram, they also make mistakes. Everybody is human. A person learns his work so well, he can read it backwards even. When you come there, something happens. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must expect these things. Don't just sit back, criticize. I mentioned the other day. Criticize. This way like that, and that definitely this time, and you'll take so long. Hey, Quran. If I could help it, I'm not going to do it. If I could help it, then we would read slowly Quran, Majid, and enjoy it. But don't worry, we won't do that. Because people, different tabiat we got. And we have to worry about the ummah. But if I had my own way, I would have read it. So slowly enjoy each ayat. We just want to just speed track everything. Speed. And we feel, mashallah, we accomplished such a great thing. Allah give us hidayat. Brothers, we are moving to great times now. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, when he told them, تَكُونُ فِتَنٌ, there'll be a lot of trials and tribulations coming before Qiyamah. فَمَا الْمَخْرَجْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Straight away, Ya Rasulullah, what will be the exit from those fitnas? What will save us? You know what answer he gave? Quran. حَبْلُ اللَّهِ, it is the rope of Allah. Quran Sharif says, وَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ, hold on to the rope of Allah. As though you're holding on this rope and you're climbing up this rope. Who are you going to reach? You're going to reach Allah. So honoring a hafiz of the Quran is actually honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala asked Rasulullah once, that, what is the virtue of a hafiz or a non-hafiz? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, you see, in Jannat, there are ranks, there are levels, there are stages. And every ayat is one stage. You read one ayat, one stage. Next ayat, next stage. And the stages of Jannat are not like small steps. One stage is like from this earth to the sky or beyond it. So hafiz of the Quran, on the day of Qiyamah, he'll be told, اقرأ وارتقي ورتل كما كنت ترتل. Read and ascend. Par or char. Parte raho or charte raho. Allah said, just carry on. You read hafiz sahab and you carry on. And you carry on. And you're going higher and higher and higher and higher. So can you imagine then his position in Jannat? SubhanAllah. What an honor it is. But again, the Hafiz of the Quran, who at night when everybody is asleep, he is busy performing tahajjud salat. When everybody else is laughing and having rejoicement and entertaining themselves, he is sad because he is worried about the plight of the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His connection, his ta'alluq is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a stark difference between a hafiz of the Quran and a person who is not a hafiz of the Quran. And therefore Rasulullah has mentioned the importance of learning some part of the Quran at least. Some surah of the Quran, some verses of the Quran. He says that heart that is void of a single ayat of the Quran is like al baytil kharib, like a desolate house. A desolate house, deserted house. So some part of the Quran each one of us should have in our sina. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah. So the message is simple, my respected brothers and elders. We will hear on Quran, the eloquence of the Quran, the Arabic language, and how beautiful the Quran is. Really, really, really. Allah had given this challenge to the mushrikeen, to the disbelievers in Makkah. فَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِهِ Produce something like the Quran. In one verse Allah says, قُلْ لَئِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنْسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا Put all mankind together and jinnat together and they assist one another. Imagine all the brains in the world. And you try and produce another book like the Quran. Something similar to the Quran. Allah says you will never be able to do so. Impossible. قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِعَشْرِ سُوَرٍ مِثْلِهِ Allah says, go and try, produce 10, just 10 surahs of the Quran. Take any 10 surahs, the shortest surahs, go produce something like that. Nothing, they couldn't do it. Okay, you can't produce 10 surahs. Allah says, فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِثْلِهِ One surah. Go produce one surah like the Quran. Even that too they failed. So my respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. We heard the Quran. Continue maintaining this love and this contact you have with the Quran and Majid. Don't become like how the Quran says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَالْغَوْفِي لَعَلَّكُمْ تَغْلِبُونَ The kuffar would say, you know what, don't listen to this Quran. Go and make some noise around it. So that your noise becomes dominant and the qari, the person who's reciting Quran, then he stops here. No. Let that not happen. Don't abandon the Quran. Hold onto the Quran. Hold onto the teachings of the Quran. Go to the people of the Quran and learn to recite the Quran properly. And then bring it into your life. Practice on the teachings of the Quran. Sahaba would say, there are chapters in hadith kitabs, headings, of how Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in learnt a few verses, then they stopped, they made amal on it, and then they continued learning. And that is why you'd find, they'll take a lengthy period, you'll find the Sahaba took so many days or months to complete a certain surah. What was it? Not that he didn't have time to read the Quran, no. He would recite and then he would bring that into his life. And that is where we are shirking. We read the Quran, we love the Quran, alhamdulillah. But now we need to bring that, implement it into our lives. One verse, how does it apply to me? There are laws of talaq, laws of nikah. There are so many different ahkamat. There are stories of the nations of the past for you and I to take a lesson. There are verses of the mercy of Allah that gives all of us mercy. And I've been reiterating this point almost every single night. One of my friends, he sent me a message. He said, Mona, alhamdulillah, I can see you are really trying to show the mercy of Allah. And indeed, really, no matter what our past was, whatever sins we committed, the only thing Allah does not pardon is shirk, when we associate partners to Allah. A person can be a drug addict, He may have committed zina. He may have committed any sin. Believe me, the light of Quran and Hadith, Allah's doors of Tawbah and mercy are still open. And therefore tonight, inshallah, after this khatam of the Quran, we will make dua. And this dua is for what? Is it occasion to connect with Allah, to repent, to make amends, to cry, not to lose hope, not to lose hope. And don't ever think that Allah will never forgive any person. Who are we to judge? Allah wants to forgive. How can we say Allah will never forgive him? And each one of us knows our past. We know our present. We know our conditions. We know our weaknesses. We know where we have faulted. We know where we have blundered. When it comes to rights of people, this is the time to make sincere tawbah. I owe that man his money. Inshallah, tomorrow I will pay him his money. I have usurped his property. I'm making tawbah. I will give back his property. I have not wound with the estate as yet. The members of my family who have not received the share. And this is so common, my respected brothers and elders. People are crying for their share. Estate, no. It's just being prolonged and prolonged and prolonged. For no reason. Give back the people they due. My people, my staff, I haven't given them, paid their salary. Make tawbah. Those are hukukul ibad. And hukukullah also. We will cry, Ya Allah, you forgive me. Ya Allah, you forgive me, my Allah. And think of the mercy of Allah. And imagine the mercies of Allah is just now cascading upon us. And each one Allah is smiling at us. And each one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just putting a tick. Okay, I have forgiven you. I have forgiven you. Oh my banda, I have forgiven you. And feel when we stand up from this gathering. Then believe that the angel says, قُومُ مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. Stand up in the condition that Allah has forgiven you. But after that, don't go back to the sins. Then we haven't made true tawbah. Then we have to be cautious. Then we have to make sure we don't blunder and don't slip again. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq in hidayat, inshallah. Is Hafiz Amin here?
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إن المتقين في ظلال وعيون وفواكه مما يشتهون كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين ويل يومئذ للمكذبين كلوا وتمتعوا قليلا إنكم مجرمون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين وإذا قيل لهم اركعوا لا يركعون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين فبأي حديث بعده يؤمنون لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولله الحمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولله الحمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولله الحمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
As I've mentioned so many times, we are all beggars in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a beggar has to cry and beg before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We require Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all our needs. Needs of this world, needs of the akhirat. Nobody is independent of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Himself, He is independent of all of us. We are fuqara, we are the beggars. So it's not just rushing a dua and just over and we had a program. But we require Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need His assistance. We know the condition of the ummah. And we require Allah's protection. We need Allah's mercy. We need Allah's generosity. And Allah is so kind. Allah has given us so much. And tonight again, we are going to beg and tap at Allah's door and draw His mercy, inshallah. Inside the Durood Sharif. Those brothers outside, kindly come inside. Brothers, make some space for them. Many brothers outside were waiting to get some place. If you just make some space, inshallah. There's a lot of gaps in between. Come on closer. Besides being an odd night, Allah knows best, it could be Laylatul Qadr tonight. We had the completion of the Qur'an, and du'as are accepted at the time of completion of Qur'an. It's the Mubarak nights of Ramadan. So there are so many blessings. Let us not get deprived tonight, inshallah. Brothers in the Wuzu Khan also.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. My most beloved Allah, my most kareem, rahim Allah, my most kind Allah, my most generous Allah. Ya Allah, all praise only belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. You have started your Quran and Majid with these beautiful words, my Allah. Ya Allah, we believe, Ya Allah, that all praise, every praise, only belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the creator of the skies and the earth, my Allah. The sun, the moon, the stars, my Allah. The mountains, the animals, the insan, the jinnat, the angels, the reptiles, the fish, the butterflies, the birds, the oceans, every dust particle, my Allah. Every sand particle, every molecule, every atom, my Allah. Everything is in your control. You are the Khaliq, you are the Raziq, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the provider, you are the protector, you are the nourisher, you are the sustainer, you are the cherisher, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you have done so much for us, so much for us, so much for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have showered your boons and favors upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have blessed us with Iman. Allah, Ya Allah, we cannot even thank you for this great ni'mat of Iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, you made us in the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you gave us the ability to make sujood before you, my Allah. To listen to the tilawat of the Quran, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight is at the completion of the Quran, Quran-i-Majid, khatam we had of the Hafiz, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is an odd night, my Allah, of the last 10 nights. And Rasulullah SAW has asked us to search for Laylatul Qadr during these nights, my Allah. You alone know best whether it is Laylatul Qadr or not, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have still raised our hands, my Allah. Because we are sincere beggars, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know our condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are feeling ashamed, my Allah, of all the wrongs that we have done, my Allah. We have disobeyed you, despite your kindness, despite your generosity, despite your munificence upon us. Ya Allah, despite your favors that you have showered upon us, my Allah. You have given us food to eat. You have given us the air to breathe in, my Allah. You have given us shelter, you have provided clothing for us, my Allah. You have given us such comfort, my Allah. You have given us health, you have given us wealth, you have given us everything, my Allah. Ya Allah, despite the fact that we don't even deserve any of your favors, my Allah. Despite the fact that we have angered you, we have disobeyed you, you still covered our faults, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands again to you, my Allah. Where can we run? Where can we escape, my Allah? There is no escape from you. Ya Allah, we will run away from you, but towards you again, my Allah. La malja wa la manja minka illa ilayk.
There is no refuge. There is no escape from you but you, my Allah. Because you are a loving Allah. There is no other Allah besides you. There is no ilah beside you. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Innaha kunna mina zalimeen. We are the wrongdoers. We are the oppressors. Ya Allah, we have transgressed. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is such a large crowd tonight, my Allah. They are young and old, my Allah. They are elderly people with white beards, my Allah. Have raham on them, my Allah. They are masoom children, my Allah. They are not even baligh, my Allah. They are present, my Allah. They are ulama present, they are huffaz present, my Allah. They were, ya Allah, great pious people present here, my Allah. Ya Allah, and the ordinary sinners like myself were present, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are knocking at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands collectively, my Allah. Ya Allah, because you are the only person who can forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, these are Mubarak nights, my Allah. Our Rasulullah has told us these Mubarak nights, my Allah. We have spoken about your mercy, my Allah. We have spoken about your mercy, my Allah. There is no limit to your mercy, my Allah. Your mercy supersedes your anger, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned in the Hadith Qudsi, Inna rahmati sabaqat ala ghadabi. It is written on your arsh, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. Our beloved Rasulullah has taught us, my Allah, that when we make sincere tawbah to you, then you will transform our bad deeds into good deeds. Because you are so loving and so kind. You love to forgive. Ya Allah, you love to forgive. Ya Allah, we are asking you tonight that forgive every single one of us, my Allah. Whatever sins we committed, my Allah. Major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, in parks, my Allah. Ya Allah, in schools, in varsities, in colleges, in madrasas, my Allah. In workplaces, in offices, my Allah. Ya Allah, in hotel rooms, my Allah. Ya Allah, whether we committed those sins, ya Allah. Ya Allah, in our hometown, my Allah, or abroad, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever we committed those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. At that moment, ya Allah, we were overpowered by nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, we became brazen, my Allah. Ya Allah, we had the audacity to commit those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we forgot at that moment you are watching us, my Allah. You are Basir, my Allah. You are Sami', my Allah. You are Alim, ya. Ya Allah, you are Aziz and Hakim, my Allah. Ya Allah, ab tu raham farma. Ab tu ma'af farma. Ya Allah, if there is any other way that we could have been forgiven, we would have used that way. But there is no other way, my Allah. Ya Allah, have pity upon us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is a large gathering tonight, my Allah. In every masjid, there will be a large gathering, my Allah. Haramain Sharifin will be packed to capacity tonight. Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah. Different masajid. Ya Allah, in musallas and jamaat khanas, my Allah. In every nook and corner, my Allah. Different countries at different times, my Allah. They will be raising their hands, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know the condition of the ummah of Muhammad Mustafa. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, your beloved Nabi, did he not cry for his ummah, my Allah? Did he not say, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati, oh my Allah? You knew why he was crying, my Allah. You still sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to teach his ummah, to teach the followers of Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How kind and loving you are, and what pain he went through for his ummah. Ya Allah, you sent Jibreel. Go and ask my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why is he crying? My Allah, oh beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you know very well, my Allah. You knew at that time also, my Allah. He replied, I'm crying because I'm worried about the plight of my ummah the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cry for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you consoled Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On that occasion, you said, Ya Muhammad, inna sanurdika fi ummatika yawm al-qiyamah, wala nasu'uk. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will not let you down regarding your ummah on the day of Qiyamah. We will make you khush and happy. Oh Allah, forgive the ummah now, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. We know
we have taken another path, my Allah. We know we have slipped, my Allah. We have erred, my Allah. We have gone wrong, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is your fadl, your karam, my Allah. Bring us back onto Sirat Mustaqim, my Allah. Forgive our parents, forgive our elders, forgive our grandparents, my Allah. Forgive our wives, my Allah. Forgive our children, my Allah. Forgive our progeny, my Allah. Forgive our relatives, my Allah. Forgive our friends, my Allah. Forgive our musallis, my Allah. Especially our brothers who have raised their hands now, my Allah. Who are sitting in this masjid, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters and others at home, my Allah. Forgive our mashayikh and elders, my Allah. Forgive our students, my Allah. Forgive our youth, my Allah. Forgive our women folk, my Allah. Forgive the men, my Allah. Forgive the elderly, my Allah. Forgive the young, my Allah. Forgive the rich, my Allah. Forgive the poor, my Allah. Forgive the strong, my Allah. Forgive the weak, my Allah. Forgive the black, the white, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every believer, my Allah. Forgive every ummati of Rasulullah SAW, wherever he may be, whatever his condition, my Allah. Not only the pious, my Allah. Even the sinners like us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have beautiful names, my Allah. You have beautiful qualities, my Allah. You are the most perfect, my Allah. You have got no deficiencies in you, my Allah. You have got no defects in you, my Allah. You've got no faults in you, my Allah. You've got no shortcomings in you, my Allah. You've got no weaknesses in you, my Allah. You are Akbar, my Allah. Nobody greater than you, my Allah. You are most powerful, my Allah. You are Qadir, my Allah. You are Qadir, my Allah. Everything is in your control, my Allah. Dunya is in your control. Akhirat in your control. Jannat is yours. Jahannam is yours, my Allah. We belong to you, my Allah. You have mentioned in the Quran, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah. We return to Allah. Ya Allah, I'm tiri, ya Allah. We are yours, my Allah. There is no other Allah for us, my Allah. There is no other king we can go to. You are the king of kings, my Allah. You are the master of all masters, my Allah. You are the giver of kingdoms, my Allah. You are the snatcher of kingdoms, my Allah. You are the one who confers honor and dignity, my Allah. You are the one who snatches away dignity, my Allah. You are the one who gives riches, my Allah. You are the one who gives poverty, my Allah. You are the one who gives sickness, my Allah. You are the one who cures, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is yours, my Allah. That tiny little ant, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, my Allah. Ya Allah, under the black rock, my Allah. You even hear the footstep of that ant, my Allah. And not only you hear the footsteps, my Allah. You provide for that ant, my Allah. The fish in the sea, my Allah. Deep down, my Allah. No matter how tiny they may be. Ya Allah, you still provide for the fish in the sea. The birds in the sky, you provide for, my Allah. Jinnat, you provide for, my Allah. We are insan, my Allah. You providing for us all the time, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, humare gunah ko maaf farma. Which name is there of yours that we can take tonight, my Allah? That will make you happy, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, don't turn your nigah away from us tonight, my Allah. Because if you're not going to forgive us tonight, my Allah, then we have no hopes, my Allah. Rasulullah SAW has mentioned, let it not happen. Ramadan comes and goes by, falam yughfar lah, and still the person is not forgiven. Ya Allah, don't make us among those who are deprived in the month of Ramadan. My Allah, let your mercies come cascading upon us, my Allah. Let us become drenched in your mercy, my Allah. Drenched in your forgiveness, my Allah. From head to toe, we are sinning, my Allah. We've got mountains of sins on our shoulders, my Allah. Mountains of sins on our head, my Allah. We feel embarrassed to take... to mention the sins we have committed, my Allah. You are well aware, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not lost hope. We have not lost hope, my Allah. We have not lost hope in your mercy, my Allah. You have mentioned, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Oh my Allah, Ya Allah, we are the ones who you have addressed. We are the ones who wronged ourselves, my Allah. Ya Allah, when Musa alayhi salatu experienced drought, my Allah, his people had drought, my Allah. Ya Allah, you said, oh Musa, there's a person amongst you, because of him I have given you drought, and I'm not setting down any rains. Oh my Allah, Musa alayhi salam had gathered the people, and they were crying to you. Ya Allah, you told Musa alayhi salatu salam, until that person does not move from this gathering, I will not send down rains. May Allah, Musa alayhi salam, made Elan. He made the announcement to his people that, oh persons, somebody amongst you has committed such a sin. Allah has become angry. It is because of him, because of his evil condition, his sin that he has committed. Allah is depriving all of us. So Allah has commanded that he should move away from this gathering. May Allah, nobody move from the gathering. And you send your rains coming, pouring down. Sayyidina Musa asked you, oh Allah, nobody move. How come you send rain? Ya Allah, you replied, oh Musa, that one person who was a sinner, because of whom I sent drought. He made dua. He cried in his heart. He said, oh Allah, you are most merciful, oh my Allah. Forgive me, my Allah. Because of me, don't deprive others, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Sattar. Ya Allah, concede my faults. Don't embarrass me today. Ya Allah, because of him you sent down rain, my Allah. Ya Allah, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked you, oh Allah, who is that person? Show me. Ya Allah, you replied, oh Musa, when he was a sinner, I did not reveal him. Now too, I will not expose him. Oh my Allah, you are Ghaffar al-Dhunub. You are Sattar al-Uyub, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. Hamari khataon ko maaf farma. Laghzishon ko darguzar farma. Every slip we made, my Allah, from the time we became bari till this very day, my Allah, so many gunas, ya Allah, just wash it away, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts now, my Allah. Hamari dilon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, ummat and sisters are crying at home, my Allah. They have raised their hands, my Allah. So many have begged that you remember them in our du'as, my Allah. Ya Allah, our list is so long, my Allah. Ya Allah, these brothers have sat so patiently, my Allah. They have heard a bayan, my Allah. After performing tarawih salah, and the whole day's roza, my Allah. And they made ibadat, my Allah, except all our ibadat, my Allah. From the beginning of Ramadan till now, right till the end of Ramadan, give us tawfiq, give us hidayat, give us good health, give us life, my Allah, to see the end of Ramadan in a good condition, in a pleasing condition to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, announce to Jibreel tonight now, my Allah. Ya Allah, you announce it to him, my Allah. Ya Allah, you announce it to him, my Allah. I have forgiven my bandas. I love these people in the world. Ya Allah, let Jibreel alayhi salam love us, my Allah. Make the angel in the sky love us, my Allah. Make the people in the world love us, my Allah. Make there be acceptance for us in the world, my Allah. Don't let it happen, my Allah, that you still hate us. You despise us. Ya Allah, and you announce to Jibreel, I hate those people. You too must hate them. He begins to hate us. The angels begin to hate us. The people in the world begin to hate us. Eh Malik, eh Kareem. Ya Allah, we cannot see you. But my Allah, we believe in you, my Allah. We believe in all your qualities, my Allah. Ya Allah, we believe in all your qualities, my Allah. All your sifat, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have iman in ghaib, my Allah. Iman in the unseen, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us tonight, my Allah. Make all of us amongst the fortunate ones, my Allah. Those who are forgiven completely. And give us that himmat and courage now, my Allah. Not to revert to the sins, my Allah. Not to go back to those sins, my Allah. We are making sincere tawbah, my Allah. Just like it is impossible after milking the cow to stuff the milk back into those udders, my Allah, we will never go back to those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we regret committing those sins. We have abandoned those sins. We make a firm pledge to you, my Allah. We will never go back to those sins, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem. We are making tawbatan nasuha. There are people making i'tikaf in this masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, have rahm on some person tonight, my Allah. Some person, my Allah. Our hearts have become so hard. We cannot even shed a tear anymore, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. We just complain all the time, my Allah. You have bestowed so many favors, we complain, my Allah. We don't know how to make shukr, my Allah. We have forgotten shukr and qanaat in our lives. There's no contentment, my Allah. We just complain and complain and complain, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the reality of iman come into our lives, my Allah. The reality of taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard a lot about taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us let us enjoy taqwa, my Allah. The reality of taqwa, the blessings of taqwa, the fruit of taqwa, my Allah. Make us from al-muttaqeen, make us from al-mu'mineen, make us from al-muwahideen, make us from al-maqbooleen, those who are accepted, al-mahbubeen indak, those who are your beloved, my Allah.
Ya Allah, give us your love and muhabbat, my Allah. And the love and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love, my Allah. Your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got so many needs tonight, my Allah. Our brothers and sisters have got so many needs, ya Allah. Each one of us, ya Allah, requires you, ya Allah. We've got needs of dunya and needs of akhirat, my Allah. Fulfill all our needs of dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the horrifying conditions of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for us to cross pull Sirat with the speed of lightning, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us stumble and fall there, my Allah. Do not make us plunge into Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will not be able to bear the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. We can't even bear a fire of this world, my Allah. When the intensity of the fire of Jahannam is so much more, my Allah. Ya Allah, the food in Jahannam is pus and blood, my Allah. There'll be the tree of Zakum, thorny, bitter tree, my Allah. Boiling water poured on the scalp of the Jahannamis. Oh, my Allah, you have mentioned so much about Jahannam, my Allah. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أعتق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا وأزواجنا وأولادنا من النار يا الله emancipate our souls from the fire of Jahannam يا الله رسول الله has mentioned the last part of Ramadan Allah emancipates thousands and thousands of souls from the fire of Jahannam every night He emancipates thousands of souls my Allah يا الله save us from Jahannam don't even take us near Jahannam my Allah يا الله make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab my Allah Ya Allah, there is nothing impossible for you, my Allah. As rotten as we are, my Allah. Unworthy as we are, my Allah. Ya Allah, you can cleanse and purify us, Ya Allah. Within a bat of an eyelid, my Allah. Ya Allah, you just say kun, fayakun, it becomes. You don't even have to say kun and it becomes, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is yours, my Allah. We are your weak servants, my Allah. Favor us, my Allah. Overlook our faults, my Allah. Overlook our weaknesses, my Allah. Bless us with Laylatul Qadr tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Bless every one of us, my Allah. Don't deprive a single person here, my Allah. Even though he may have come, Ya Allah, with some feelings that he is not going to be forgiven, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us have even a speck of remorse. Don't make us even have a speck of losing hope, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are full of remorse, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're not coming with any despondency anymore now, my Allah. We've got hopes only in your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Allah, those who got marriage problems, Ya Allah. Create unity and peace between husband and wife. Those who have got problem with their children, my Allah. Make their children become obedient to their parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our youngsters from drugs, from alcohol, from zina, from evil actions, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many youngsters, my Allah. They have slipped, my Allah. They have made a mistake, my Allah. Ya Allah, they regret, my Allah. Ya Allah, they regret, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know they are regretting, my Allah. Ya Allah, they want sirat mustaqim. Ya Allah, they want guidance, my Allah. Guide them, my Allah. Too many of our youngsters are now taking drugs and alcohol, my Allah. Ya Allah, too many of them, my Allah. Young girls even, my Allah. Ya Allah, our young sisters are going to rehabs now, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify them, my Allah. Give them the courage to refrain from those evil. Like that Sahabi who began to hate zina after Rasulullah made dua for him. Ya Allah, the same dua for all of us. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana. Allahumma tahhir qulubana. Allahumma hassin furujana. Make us live a chaste life, a pure life, a life free from zina, a life free from adultery and fornication, a life free from homosexuality. My Allah, my Allah, Ya Allah, what is happening to Ummat of Rasulullah? We thought the Qawm Lut were doing this, my Allah. We read in the Quran about the people of Lut, Arisa. My Allah, is happening to this Ummat also. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make those people hate that action, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them hate that action. Make them realize it is haram, it is filthy. You become naraz, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. We need guidance, my Allah. We are losing track now, my Allah. We are being blind, my Allah.
Allah. Ya Allah, we are like lost sheep, my Allah. Ya Allah, that baby who takes a few steps, my Allah, just learning how to walk. Their parents standing on the other end of the passage. They cannot tolerate the child falling and slipping. Before the child takes a third step and falls down, their parents come rushing, dashing forward. They grab the child and they hold the child close to their chest and kiss the child. And they save the child from getting hurt, my Allah. You have got more muhabbat. You have got more love, Ya Allah, for us than our parents even have for us, my Allah. We know the love that our mothers have for us. We know the love our fathers have for us. Ya Allah, but your love supersedes every other love for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide our ummah, my Allah. We don't know what fitna is coming next, my Allah. Ya Allah, the cell phone has corrupted our lives. The internet has finished our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, the social media has corrupted our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no doubt in it, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many more and more things that are going to come out, my Allah. We do not know what to wake up tomorrow morning and this fitna has come, that fitna has come. Ya Allah, protect our iman. Don't make us lose our iman. Ya Allah, don't make us be amongst those who will give up the iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamari iman ki hifazat farma. Hum to kamzor hai, hum nalaiq hai, hum gande hai, hum sab kuch hai. Lekin hai tere bande hai. Tu hamara maula hai. Tu hamara aqa hai. Ya Allah, help us, guide us, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your zaat, halawati iman, the sweetness of iman, istiqamah, steadfastness and taqwa, especially after the Ramadan. Make us establish 5 times salat, help us to sadu wa zakat correctly, perform hajj if we have not been hajj. Ya Allah, help us to keep our rozas correctly. Ya Allah, help us to do all righteous deeds, pious deeds. Make us be soft-hearted people. Make us be generous people. Make us have haya and modesty, my Allah. We have got no haya left, my Allah. We've got no sharam left anymore. Ya Allah, this be-hayai, be-pardagi, my Allah. We are violating every command of yours, my Allah. We are breaking every command of yours. We are trampling on your commands, my Allah. We have abandoned the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we have reached a condition that we are finding faults in the shariat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come to a condition. We want to reinterpret your Quran, my Allah. Ya Allah, what are we asking for, my Allah? Ya Allah, what are we asking for, my Allah? Ya Allah, guide us. Give us true knowledge, beneficial knowledge. Protect us from jahalat, my Allah. Protect us from ignorant leaders, my Allah. Make us become good leaders, pious leaders, my Allah. Make us be leaders who will lead the ummah onto sirat mustaqim. Don't make us be astray. Don't make us become leaders who will lead others astray, my Allah. Don't make haram into our bellies, my Allah. Bless us with halal income. Make our rozi be easy for us, my Allah. Sustain us with halal and wholesome, my Allah. Make our source of income be halal, my Allah. Protect us from riba and interest and haram transactions. Don't make us indulge in fraud, my Allah. Don't make us indulge in bribery and corruption, my Allah. Don't make us cheat and deceive the people, my Allah. Give us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give us the character of Sahaba-e-Kiram, my Allah. Give us the akhlaq of Quran, my Allah. Give us the akhlaq of sunnat, my Allah. Make sunnat come into life. Let there be noor permeating from our bodies. Let our faces shine with noor. Make our hearts shine with noor. Let there be noor in front of us, behind us. Protect us from the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have a Musliman pareshan hal hai. Unki pareshani door farma. Ya Allah, those people, my Allah, who are under the rule of tyrants, my Allah, and despots, my Allah. Ya Allah, you remove those tyrant rulers, my Allah. Let there be aman and aman prevailing through the four corners of the globe, my Allah. May the non-Muslims see the truth of Islam. Islam is a peace-loving religion. Islam is not a religion of killing and warfare and terrorism. Ya Allah, help us. Ya Allah, make us have the fikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us make the work of Rasulullah our work, my Allah. His effort, our effort, my Allah. Help us to strive in your path, my Allah. Help us to make the work of Dawud and Tabligh our work, my Allah. Help us to go door to door, to remind ourselves, my Allah. To connect ourselves to you, my Allah. To connect the ummah to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, what a small percentage of ummah is coming to the masjid for salat, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. We are not making the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. All good works of deen, accept it, my Allah. Da'awrat al-tabliqi manat qabool farma. Gashu ta'alim qabool farma. Ijtima qabool farma. The mashayikh, the khankas, the effort they are making, anything, my Allah, except the efforts, my Allah. They are worried about the purification of our hearts, my Allah. Day and night they are taking your name, the name of Rasulullah, in madaris, makatib, his classes, different madrasas, my Allah. The organizations are doing good work, my Allah. Grant all of us ikhlas, maqbooliyat, sincerity, acceptance, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our needs, my Allah. Our list is so long, my Allah. You are well away from all the different problems we have, my Allah. Remove our difficulties. Remove our sorrows, our worries, our grief, our hardships. People have got court cases coming. Ya Allah, make it easy for them, my Allah. People are languishing in prisons, my Allah. Give them hidayat. Remove them from the prison cells. Especially those who are Muslim. For years on end, my Allah. They are languishing in prisons. Their children were masoom when they were thrown in the prison, my Allah. They have grown up not to have seen the face of their fathers, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are sick and ailing, my Allah. Friends and family members, my Allah. And so many others, my Allah. They've got different sicknesses and ailments, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have got cancer. People have got heart problems, kidney problems, my Allah. Different problems, my Allah. People in ICU, people in hospital, people at home, people undergoing chemo. My Allah, tu raham farma. Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Give them shifa-i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Ya Allah, give us taqat, tandarusti. Give us good health, my Allah. Give us halal, tayyib, rozi. Make every morsel we eat, my Allah, be halal. Don't make us become deceived by just any type of signs, my Allah, and logos, my Allah. Make us only consume halal. Otherwise, we are producing haram actions, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mouth, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us in the time of mouth, my Allah. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. Let the angel of death not see us in a bad condition, my Allah. Whilst we are popping drugs in our mouth, my Allah. Or in the gambling den, my Allah. Or in the disco club, my Allah. Ya Allah, or committing zina, my Allah. Or doing some interest transaction. Ya Allah, let him see us meet us in the condition that, Ya Allah, you are most pleased with us. Let us be in sajda at that time. Ya Allah, crying in sajda, Ya Allah, before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Baril jannatul baqi. Shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the Hudi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, the day of Qiyamah, don't deprive us, my Allah. Sahaba Ikram, your friends, the awliya, my Allah, they are so lucky. Their faces will be brimming, Ya Allah. They'll be shining. They'll be so happy. They'll be with Rasulullah. My Allah, we came so late in this ummah, my Allah. But my Allah, we love Rasulullah dearly. Ya Allah, let it not happen that when we reach there, thinking that he's going to give us Hawz-e Kawthar water, he chases us away, my Allah. The angels drive us away. They say, suhkan, suhkan. Oh my Allah, let it be such that our Nabi Islam must be happy with us. Allah, he must be happy with us, my Allah. He must be smiling at us, my Allah. With his Mubarak soft hands, he must give us the Hawz-e Kawthar water, my Allah. Oh my Allah, make us enter Jannat in the company of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let our home be right next to his home, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Jannat give us all the bounties, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of that momentous occasion, my Allah. When you will remove the hijab and veil, my Allah. And the inmates of Jannat will see you, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us an occasion, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have tonight, fulfill all our needs, my Allah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them ulama, sulaha, atqiya, burad, muqrabin, maqbooleen. Ya Allah, all those young boys and girls of marriageable age, the one to get married, finding the suitable partners, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, quickly and make them live a pure life, my Allah, full of bliss and taqwa. Those who married to no children, bless them with pious, healthy children. Those who have children, let our children become the coolness of our eyes. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, accept all our programs we had in this masjid, my Allah. Accept all our du'as, my Allah. So, Ya Allah, whatever ibadah took place in the different parts of the world, accept every person's ibadah. Rabbana taqabal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alina ya mulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati ma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.